Okay, call to order Board of Works for January the 12th. Need approval of minutes from the December 8th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is Department Head Reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. First event will be in February on Valentine's Day. We have our father-son, mother-daughter Valentine's Dance. It'll be at Green Activities again. Vincent's University lets us have the facility for free. We partner with Jack FM 96.7, and this year TNR Photography will do pictures. Last year we had about 250 total individuals came, so it's a nice event. We just found out yesterday that we are partnering with the Vincent's Community School Corporation. Melissa Pancake, the principal at Franklin School, they have a program called Pass for a Pool Pass. It has to do with the iRead that the third graders take in March. All students that pass will get a one-day free admission to the pool, and then we are giving them 5 20-punch passes that they can use as raffles. And then Jack Lucas with Fortner Pest Control has gone on board, and he is going to try and raise money through local businesses to get involved also. I just want to read what they will be giving to the school. The purpose of the campaign is to involve the community, encouraging the academic success of students to invest in our youth and to support tomorrow's leaders. Students are excited about the new pool, and they know that if they work hard on reading to succeed on iRead, that they will automatically get a one-time pass and have a chance to win a 20-punch pass. So we want to thank Ms. Pancake and her teachers for getting a hold of us and allowing us to participate with this, but we thought it would be a nice way to get those students to be involved in their reading and to the school.
Right. Good.
That's all.
Great.
Thanks.
Good job, Steve.
Thanks. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I wanted to start off to let you guys know that where we kind of ended up last year call-wise. Looks like we were at 11,225 calls for 2014. So fairly busy as usual. That's about what I expected, and you know, all in all, it was a really, really good year. Some of the things that I wanted to mention as well, as far as equipment-wise, towards the end of the year, we did have the opportunity to get our new computer server installed. We are still waiting on Spillman Technologies to do some things so that we can transfer all the data from our old server and our new server, which has caused us a few problems with our mail system and some things at work. So we're trying to get that all straightened out. The WordSafe that I've mentioned before, we were able to get that replaced as well, and that's the system that records all the incoming phone lines and radio traffic. It's a very important tool, and we had that installed. Our new Toughbooks came in that we had ordered from previously in the year. Takes a while to get those in. We had them ordered for a while, and so we were happy to see those to replace the broken computers in a lot of our cars. And that's something that that we were able to purchase through that city and town court cost money. As well, out of that same fund, as we reported before, we were able to get in-car video and body-worn video that we're in the process of trying to get those worked out to get those installed. So just any time now, we should get those installed. So we had a lot of major improvements in some of our technology last year, which was great. Training wise, same thing. We really pushed the training last year. Some of the notable things, you know, we were able to send 2 officers to be certified in DARE, which is it's a pretty tough school. It's 2 weeks long. I've been through it myself, and it's not an easy course. So we were able to get 2 new DARE officers. We also sent a couple officers who were certified through the International Police Mountain Bike Association for patrol biking. We also had the opportunity to get certified 6 field training officers, which gives us 2 field training officers on each shift whenever we have a trainee, and it's going to fit right into a partnership that we've talked about with Vincent's University for them to allow interns to come over, and those would be the people that they will ride with when they come, as well as I'm looking forward to and hoping I can get worked out a ride-along program where people could request to come and ride along if they want to see, you know, kind of what goes on during a shift. That, along with some extensive training the detectives were able to attend for death investigation, it was a really good training year as well, and look forward this year to building on what we did last year. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Dustin. Street Department.
We're in the 12 days into the new year. I figure with what we've already saved on fuel and salt, we're looking to actually purchase some new overhead doors for the garage, and also safety equipment to satisfy some of the IDEM requirements.
Yeah, Ms. Bryce. And City.
Been working on actually getting started on the 2015 paving contract. The mayor and I have been looking at different roads, and I've been going over my contract and modifying it from what I learned from the last year. Been working on a couple of projects for the RDC development there in front of the Kmart property is taking up a lot of time. As of tomorrow, Second Street is officially starting. Wabash Utilities is going to be mobilizing to begin working on the water line. So we're going to have lane restrictions during the day. I don't anticipate any full closures for the time being. If we do, it's going to be one block at a time. And also, Vectren is getting started on the 6th Street Peristeel replacement. They believe that the majority of the pipe that's under 6th Street is already plastic. So what they're going to be doing this week is potholing, cutting about a 1 foot square area out of the pavement and using a combination of water and a vacuum to go down and find their line, inspect it visually, and then repair the pothole. So there's going to be some congestion on 6th Street for the rest of this week also. Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah. Thanks, JP. Okay, no, we have no old business, so we'll move to new business. First up is Boy Scouts. You're not on my list. Go ahead.
I can wait. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. We ended up having 23 funeral services in December. We had, got it wrote on my hand here, 188 for the last year, and we've had 17 services so far in January. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Danny. Now we'll. Not on my list either.
We're just happy to have
you. Yes. Okay, first is Boy Scouts of America Soapbox Derby.
Gentlemen, let me hand you.
Keep.
This is
Ryan Lau of the Boy Scouts of America, the Buffalo Trace Council, Algonquin District Chairman. I represent six counties in Indiana and Illinois here, and what I'm here about today is we'd like to look at putting our district soapbox derby here in Vincennes. Every year, I don't know how many of you have ever been Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, but each year the boys run a small car, which is called a Pinewood Derby car. This year, we've decided to start a new tradition as we are kind of replacing some old things and moving around. And we'd like to begin a soapbox derby. It involves both Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. And the Cub Scouts would actually release something they call a Cubmobile. And we're hoping that this brings in quite a few boys. And I know that we've got a lot of boys interested and exciting in building cars currently. The Boy Scouts would then build a regular traditional soapbox. And then we've actually created an open class for all of those other people that would like to come and join us, university people and anybody else that would kind of like to join in and race a car down a hill really fast. What we're looking at is using downtown as an area that we would like to bring in all the scouts to. We were actually looking and hopefully having the opportunity to use in and around Patrick Henry Drive, working with the Parks Department, you know, the National Parks Department there, looking at hopefully, maybe possibly using the bridge as part of that area with a downhill slide coming down there. So we're effectively looking at trying to close off a few streets down there. Would be Patrick Henry Drive from 1st to 2nd, 2nd Street from Patrick Henry to Vigo, and Vigo from the bridge to Patrick Henry. What we essentially would like to do is create our soapbox derby coming down the hill, and then in the park area closer to downtown there is create basically an area where people can eat and have additional recreational activities such as a rope bridge and things like that, and we invite the community down, you know, so other kids have the opportunity to see what Scouts is about. And basically a nice family wholesome activity where they could come down and watch that. We're hoping to do this in conjunction with a car show and some other things, all about cars, all about boys, all about racing.
So the city would need to obtain permission for the highway on the bridge. I mean, that's something right. We don't control. I don't know if you've been any conversation with those. That's both NDOT right. and ILDOT, right. I guess, right?
Right. We use, like, when we do the fireworks, we go through NDOT out here. And mm-hmm. It's actually the American Legion takes care of it.
Okay.
Correct.
Right. And I don't know if you've had any conversation with any of those, like, NDOT mm-hmm. folks or anybody.
You know, only preliminary. Mm-hmm. And really it bases off of, yes, if we can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the park saying, yes, we've got that space. You mm-hmm. saying, yes, we can close that down. And then we have to approach them and say, okay, mm-hmm. can we, now that all of this is set, would this be permissible for a time between here and here?
Right. So you're talking about a one-day event.
We're talking about, yes.
And then April 18th.
April 18th.
Basically from 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. I think the idea is solid and doesn't conflict with other festivals that we know about.
We couldn't come up with anything on that particular right. date that was.
Surely you're not aware of anything that weekend, right? Okay.
Yeah. Town merchants, have they been approached?
Yeah, I don't know if you've talked to the Downtown Merchants
I have
Association.
Not. We have not talked to the Downtown Merchants. Mm-hmm. We thought this would be a good opportunity. We'd be bringing quite a few boys from, northern Kentucky for mm-hmm. North of Terre Haute and quite a bit, you know, about 150 miles away. And then we'll be using the camping facilities. The boys will be using camping facilities throughout Knox County to kind of locate areas and camp at the same time. And
yeah, you may want to talk to I know we've had scouts involved on the Rendezvous property before, so I mean that might be a place that that would be could be used for camping as well, and that's close to the park. So I'll give you some contact information on that maybe after the meeting.
That would be terrific. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Another question. I mean, so really, that's the main thing. Dan.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts cover their own insurance all the way through. Anybody would be, you know, covered that way.
Mm-hmm. Would this not have proof of your insurance?
That mm-hmm. that won't be a problem. I've got all the certificates and so forth that we can do.
Okay.
I guess it would just be an additional little help as a push to a couple of people or recognition to make sure that I mm-hmm. talk to the right people in regards to the state to see if that's possible. If not, then I will have to come up with an alternate location, someplace mm-hmm. that we had several people mention, well, why don't you do it out at the county park, you know? Mm. And the problem is in April, there's a good chance of flooding. And we're not racing boats, so
visibility-wise, this would be great. And if the Park Service is okay with it. Chief, you don't see any issues? Okay.
That would be terrific, because we really think it would be a worthwhile event. And while the boys are here, we're going to encourage them to come in early and go through the museum and do those other things that will actually be set for their citizenship in the nation and other badges that they can earn.
Okay. And have you talked to the Park Service yet, or?
We have done that. We've got that kind of that date. As long as we're out by that time, kind of we looked at that, didn't think that was going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure it was going to be okay on your end and then move forward.
Okay. Bryce, you have any? Bryce?
Probably not all the way, but it will take just a little while to set up because all the area will have to be strawed lined so that the boys don't get hurt. We're looking probably fairly close. I gave us a little time at the end. We'll probably be wrapped up before that. And if everything works out right, you're probably, at least 6 to 2.
You have concern about Second Street or what?
Second Street at all.
For the state? Yeah. I mean, that they're going to be the main.
If we could leave that bridge open to the last immediate, you know, let's just say up till 9 o'clock.
Well, they'd be willing, like NDOT would be willing to put a sign, you know, an electric sign on the other side of the bridge that says, you know, bridge will be closed from such and such time, you know, seek alternate routes. And, you know, they've done that kind of thing for us around the fireworks. So. Okay. During that time. Okay. All right. Well, I'll make a motion that we provide tentative approval for April 18th for the Boy Scouts of America to hold a soapbox derby in the Patrick Henry Drive and Memorial Bridge area that would include, with NDOT permission, to close the bridge. And the closing of the aforementioned streets on Patrick Henry Drive from 1st to 2nd, 2nd Street from Patrick Henry to Vigo, and Vigo from the bridge to Patrick Henry for a time frame from approximately 5 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Subject to the insurance?
Subject to
insurance?
Yeah, subject to receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank
great.
You very much, everyone.
I'll give you some rendezvous contact information for camping.
All right. I'll call you this week and get some information from you, if that'll be okay.
That'd be great.
Terrific. Thank you, gentlemen. Sure. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Next is JROCT 5K Run, 1 mile walk and bike ride. Brian Decker. And I think he has a
I'm Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Michael Brankle. I'm the battalion commander out at Lincoln High School for the Army JROTC. We're here to make a proposal about a 5K run on the 99th anniversary of Army JROTC. This proposal is contingent on the VCSC school board approval. We are attending their meeting on January 19th to get that information. Here's our agenda for presentation. I was supposed to have two other cadets with me. Our sergeant major is sick, and our XO had to babysit. Okay, the race will take place on April 25th. It is taking a place around the world also, in different countries as well, where the Department of Defense has our Army JROTC programs in their high schools. It is to celebrate the 99th anniversary of JROTC. We're also going to make a bigger run next year to commemorate the 100th anniversary. The time is still to be determined. Not only are we celebrating the anniversary, we're trying to break a world record in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most participants in a multi-location 5K run. The current record is 110,000, set in 2006 in the United Kingdom to raise funds for their cancer foundation. We're going to use technology such as Facebook, Twitter, Skype to communicate with other JRTC programs on starting their races as well. There's going to be large national coverages on races, and we're going to invite local media coverage for this race. There are going to be prizes and scholarships with the schools with the most participation. There is a video on their website. We aren't able to get it playing right now, but feel free to check it out. This is our concept for the race. We're going to include a 1 mile walk slash run. It is going to be a color run as well. That's where they throw colored powder on the runners whenever they finish the race. We're going to have an optional lane for those runners that don't want to be splashed with the color. The 5K run will be the same concept. We're going to have water hoses after the runs for those who want to wash the color off. We are coordinating with the Vincennes Bike Club to get a 7 to 10 mile bike ride coordinated with run as well. All of the routes will begin and finish at Lincoln High School. All the registration fees for the run are going to be to cover JRTC expenses, such as competitions we go to for our different teams, and to buy new equipment. We're giving our school administration monthly in-progress reviews over the run, and we're also coordinating with the school IT department on getting a website set up for registration. We're going to invite local schools, South Knox, North Knox, all the elementary schools, the middle school, to take place in the run, nonprofit organizations, and veterans. Reaching out to local sponsors for food and drinks for the event, and local law enforcement for safety. The 1 mile run will be on the LHS track, and add the optional lane for the color as well. The colors will be to coordinate with the LHS colors, green, white, and orange. This is the route for the 5K. We're going to go down, start at the school, go down Hart Street, head over to Middle Hart, over to Main Street, and up Richard Bauer Drive into the school parking lot to end it. We are coordinating with the KVR, Keep Vincennes Rolling, our local bike club. And we're going to their meeting on February 10th, 5:30, to coordinate with their details and route for the event. While we are here, we'd also like to determine the city requirements and the point of contacts for each requirement.
You know, basically, we approve 5K races all the time. The 1 mile race is on the school campus, so that's not a real issue. And really, it's a matter of the city and the county coordinating. Chief Luking would, give his blessing to, the Vincennes streets, and then you would need to check with the sheriff to make sure that on those, farther out on Hart and Lower Hart, those streets that the sheriff department would, assist with making sure on those locations.
We've also got to get with our utilities because this is a color run. You've got to be careful about your illness and where it ends up. So we'll meet with Hunter Purnell with our utilities if we can sit down and talk with him and see what all needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then obviously insurance.
Mm-hmm. We're going to coordinate with the school board on that.
Okay.
Whenever we go to their meeting.
So, in our mind, for our purposes, it would make the most sense for us to make a motion to tentatively approve this event and our involvement with the city police department pending, you're securing those other permissions. That's the would make the most sense from our perspective, so you don't have to come back here and present again.
Okay.
Although this has been most impressive.
That's right. Very well organized.
You've set the bar for providing a presentation for a 5K run. So. Did an excellent job.
Right, thank you.
And we expect everybody else on this list.
The scouts are glad that they went first. I think so. So we are. Remind me the date again.
You have a date?
April 25th.
Oh yeah, 25th.
April 25th.
It was on here. I just lost place. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we approve. The running of a 5K race and a bike, a 7 to 10 mile bike ride to be determined on April 25th in conjunction with the International JROTC anniversary, pending coordination of said effort with the Vincennes School Corporation, Knox County Sheriff's Office, and IDEM, is that how I want to say that?
Or just the utilities?
The Utility City Services Utilities. Board, the City Utility Services Board.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Great job, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Move on to Good Samaritan Hospital street parking and traffic flow.
Yeah. So, Don, no PowerPoint. Oh, you all you got's hand? I mean, come on.
Come up here and just table this event till next month. Following that, that's very good. My name is Don Page. I'm with Good Samaritan Hospital, and we come here tonight with a couple requests related to traffic flow and some street parking revisions. So we'll talk about the traffic flow first, if you don't mind. And basically, I think you have a map in front of you that kind of shows what we're talking about. But what we'd like to do is change the traffic flow on 8th Street from Willow Street to Prairie to one way coming from Willow Street to Prairie Street. This whole rearrangement of traffic flow is related to the building project, obviously, with our main entrance becoming the Health Pavilion entrance at the hospital. We want to be able to create more or less a circular flow of traffic in and out of that main entrance. So the first item is the one way from Willow Street to Prairie on 8th Street. And then the second revision would be 7th Street would be one way from Prairie Street back out
exiting
to Willow.
All right.
Prairie Street would remain as a two-way street throughout the whole process so people can come and go either direction there.
Do we want to take these one at a time or this is going to be pending City Council approval, Dave? Okay. We can make a got it. Okay. So we'll be granting permission and then the City Council will formalize the process.
Right.
Don, there's no residents that are affected in that square area, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's all hospital owned. That's the large building in the middle of the MAB building sets between 7th and 8th. From 8th to 9th is our green space.
Okay, why don't we just go ahead and make that motion first? So we're going to make a motion to for a temporary change to 8th Street from Willow to Prairie with a one-way street going, what direction is it? North, thank you. And 7th Street from Prairie to Willow one-way south, and then Prairie Street remains the same, so we don't need to say that.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, go ahead, Don.
Thank you. And moving on to the second sheet, deals with street parking in that same area. Again, as alluded to by Mr. Blinn, there's no housing parking being impacted by this change, but with that one-way street coming in from Willow to Prairie, we would like to make both sides of 8th Street no street parking. And also both sides of 7th Street, no street parking to allow for that traffic to have two lanes of access in and out.
And then would you sign and stripe that, or that's our responsibility?
Yes, we would take care of that.
You would take care of that. Okay.
I'm sorry, let me continue. Ahead. Prairie Street would also see some revisions on street parking. Again, the only area, it's really from 7th Street all the way to 9th Street, with the only exception, if you look right at the corner of Prairie and 9th Street, there's two residential homes there. We would not want to take away their street parking, so our street parking revision would stop short of their property.
Okay.
Again, this is just to improve visibility and traffic flow through the main entrance.
Okay. Chief, you see any problems with any of that? Okay. Bryce? You're okay? All right. Okay, so we'll make a motion that the hospital be given permission to have no street parking on either side of 8th from Willow to Prairie, and the same on 7th, and that there would be no street parking on Prairie Street from 7th to 9th, not including privately owned property that's in two locations in that stretch.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bryce will get signage up, or?
The hospital said they'd take care of striping.
You're doing all the, and the signs make.
We'll take care of the striping, and we may need some assistance on signage. I don't know exactly what we would need there, but.
Okay.
If we need to help with that, we'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. We'll come prepared with the PowerPoint next time.
Right. So you got to get that tower done before Manning retires? Is that
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is field work change order. Matt Swart, he is not here. I do not believe.
Looks like Dave's getting up, though.
And
that was something else. So we're punting
basically
on
this is a change order. It has to do with the delay because of weather. This is levee work. It doesn't affect the price or match or anything for the city, but we still have to fill this out or authorize this.
So you have the documentation of the changes.
It's basically due to, this was supposed to have been completed, but because of the weather, they couldn't complete it before the winter. So we've put a stop order on it, and it'll pick back up in the spring when the weather's nice.
Okay. Do you want to make that proposal, Mayor, and then we'll just react off of that?
I'll make a motion that we accept this change order and approve it.
Okay.
For the levy work.
Second.
Are you all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is Relay for Life Bucket Brigade, Pastor Pete White.
No bells, no whistles, no. Can Georgia have
nobody that? Told me I need to bring that point. Pete White, pastor of Bethlehem General Baptist Church, and also committee member for Relay for Life. Two things, actually. We need to seek the city's approval to do what we've called Bucket Brigade in the past, where we are at different intersections collecting money for Relay. I do have some dates in April, and also two in May. Those are, they're both Saturday and Sundays. We're looking for 4 hours per time, per day. On Saturdays would be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then on Sundays would be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The dates that we're looking at, and we got several dates here because we're gonna open up this to all teams that want to do this. This is not just for our team, but it's for all the county teams that might want to participate in this. We have April the 11th and 12th, April the 18th and 19th, April the 25th and 26th, May 2nd and 3rd, and then Saturday, May the 9th. We did not ask for May the 10th because that's Mother's Day.
Okay.
And those so there could be somebody there every day?
Yes, there will be teams at those intersections. And we're asking for 7th and St. Clair and Hart and 15th, those two intersections.
Okay. Okay. 15th and Hart.
We've
15th and Hart.
15th and Hart.
Right.
15th they're at Hucks and CVS.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We do understand from Mr. Ravelet that we do have to show proof of insurance. 30 days prior to these events happening, and that is in the works at this time.
Okay.
Okay. Also, banners that are typically hung on Hart Street and Washington Avenue 30 days prior to Relay for Life event at the park. Can I request that that be put on the slate or on a schedule?
So this we're about to pass a resolution to I'll tell you what, let's put the banner request on hold for now.
Okay. All right.
And then we'll approve the other, and then we'll decide how we want to do that. We'll get back with you on that.
Typically, okay. We just do the 2 weeks.
So it needs to be hung, like, it'd be hung the first weekend in May before the relay actually takes place May the 16th.
Yeah. We actually have an action we're taking tonight on banner requests for 2015, so let us take care of that, and then we'll get back with you and approve something.
All right.
So we're gonna approve. Yes.
Yes, we did it last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've done it before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, Washington Avenue in St. Clair.
Washington Avenue and St. Clair.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, I mean, I think it'd be okay.
And
we will have all the teams have the orange or real bright vest on that is required.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve Bucket Brigade at 7th and St. Clair and 15th and Hart for various teams of the Relay for Life for the following dates, April 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th, 25th and 26th, and May 2nd and 3rd, and May 9th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
And then Dan will get back with you on the banner.
On the banner. Yeah. All right. This Thursday is our Relay for Life kickoff meeting.
Okay.
It always kicks off in January, so I'd like to invite all of you guys, if you want to be involved, and we'd really appreciate our city council members being involved. We'll be at 6:00 at Bethlehem General Baptist Church's Fellowship Hall.
Great.
This Thursday.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your help. Okay. Georgette, you didn't even get to do anything.
Next is Second Niblack Right-of-Way Service Contract.
I have two copies here. This is the next contract in line. When we have your preliminary engineering for an NDOT project like this, the first major contract is your PE or your project engineering. After you complete the environmental document, you proceed to right-of-way services. You have right-of-way engineering that's included in the main contract, and that basically engineers the parcels as to what has to be purchased and the limits and the documents for that. After the environmental document is approved, you proceed to right-of-way services, and this is the actual appraisals, the buying, and the elements associated with actually acquiring the property required for the Second and Niblack project. So there's a small amount of consulting fees. I think if you look through there, it may not be in there, but it's $9,000 is the consulting fees, and the rest of it is calculated on a per parcel basis. So the total contract amount, I think, it's on the very first page at the very bottom. It's $32,460. And that is for the legwork associated with purchasing the property. That does not include the actual value of the properties for acquiring it. That'll come as a result of this contract. But this will take us through the services that include acquiring the property. So the next piece of funding would be for the actual acquiring of the property.
And this contract is with
Lockmuller Group.
Lockmuller Group. Okay.
There's a chance that dollar amount will go down a few thousand dollars. We have a City of Vincennes parcel included in the project. and I asked him if we have to include that in the contract, and they said that there's some new folks in Endo right now, they want to leave it in there, but if we end up not having to buy it, since we basically pay money to transfer our own property to our own property, which doesn't make sense, then they won't bill us for that parcel write-up.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the right-of-way service contract with Lockmuller Group for a total of $32,460.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And last, do you have a PowerPoint?
I have a PowerPoint, but I left it at my okay. I did do this just yesterday afternoon while I was watching the Packer game.
You have a lot of slides.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a resolution for the street banner request.
Yeah, we had some discussion at the end of last term where we were running into groups requesting banners for extended lengths of time and for, you know, 6 and 8 months out, and our concern was that we would, and all those requests were good-natured and well-intended, but we were afraid we were going to do things like approve a banner location and then the Relay for Life comes along and we wouldn't be able to approve those kind of locations, or your JROTC would ask for something in the spring, and so we were concerned about the length of time as well as the advanced request for those kind of things, and we were afraid we were going to get people to come in here and ask for things a year in advance. So this resolution was a stab at trying to put some reasonable limits to those kind of things. So it's pretty simple, so I'll just read it. Or we could have Dave read it.
Do you need to read this? Does we need to make a motion to have this?
I'll make a motion that we read and approve Resolution 1, 2015. You need a second. Then.
Second.
It's been a long time since I've been city council, David. Fire away.
Resolution 1, 2015, banner request for city street location. Whereas not-for-profit groups and organizations periodically request city banners promoting events in the community county, and whereas the calendar for these events is fairly competitive and contested, whereas the city Board of Works has responsibility to keep the calendar available for appropriate requests. It therefore resolved by the Board of Works Public Safety request for each banner location be no longer than a 2-week period. Two, requests for these locations occur no sooner than 3 months prior to the schedule. Three, requests for banners be subject to mayor's office calendar availability and the stipulation of proper insurance requirements. Third, and four, permission to hang banners will be secured at a regular Board of Works meeting. Request prior to the meeting.
Is there any discussion?
Shirley, are you okay with that? Other members of the council, I mean.
No.
No, this will just be our own resolution. It just kind of gives us some guidance and.
No.
Would you like a copy?
Yeah, you did. I mean, basically, we're saying that you can't put a banner up for more than two weeks at any given location, that you can't request banners until 3 months prior to the event, and then it's subject to the normal stipulations of the insurance, et cetera. Bryce, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I know Dan's okay with this. I mean, Dan and Steve and I kind of drafted this together, so yeah, I just think it makes sense. We were just afraid we were going to cut off some really good group that that wasn't going to have any availability to hang a banner, and so.
Good.
Okay.
All in favor of this resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
So Dan, would you get back with the nice minister there on the Relay for Life thing? And, great.
We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are.